I want you to get your Bibles ready. Get your notebooks, get your pens. I want to read this portion of Scripture to you from the book of Romans chapter 12 in the Amplified version of the Bible. Romans chapter 12 and verse 2. It says, "And do not be conformed to this world any longer with its superficial values and customs, but instead be transformed and progressively changed by the renewing of your mind, focusing on godly values and ethical attitudes, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect." I want us to look at the word prove. The Bible says that we should be transformed and progressively changed by the renewing of our mind, focusing on godly values and ethical attitudes, so that we may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. I want to ask for someone just to quickly throw me that ball that I've prepared right there. And I want us to get to the word prove. The word prove. In the Greek, this word is pronounced dokimazur, which means to prove by testing. Something done to demonstrate what is good and what passes the necessary test. To approve by testing. Something done to demonstrate what is good and what passes the necessary test. I have here in my hand a ball. Nothing fancy about this ball. A normal ball that you can play tennis with, cricket with, whatsoever it is that you'd like. If you're watching from the USA, you can possibly play baseball with this. In science, there is something which is referred to as the scientific method, which is all about experimentation. In other words, for science to actually be real, to be proven, for it to work, for it to be accepted then, it is something that you would need to be able to test. If we consider something scientific like the law of gravity, for example, we would test gravity by means of, for example, dropping this ball. If I were to simply drop this ball, what would it do? What would happen? It would fall. By dropping this ball, I am testing the law of gravity. Are you ready to do this again? Let's do this test together. 1, 2, 3. I can do this 100 times, 1,000 times, and it will always have the very same outcome. This is what it means to test something. You are actually experimenting from a scientific point of view with the intention to approve something. By seeing this particular outcome, I have thereby demonstrated to you that the law of gravity, although it is invisible, it is an invisible force. It exists and it is operating and it is affecting our daily lives regardless. You can say, "I do not believe in the law of gravity." Makes no difference. It is a force that will affect anyone, regardless of your worldview. But something particular, which is so interesting, from Romans chapter 12. When we renew our minds, the Bible says that we get to the point where it now speaks of a transformed mind. The transformed mind is what the Bible refers to in the book of Corinthians as the mind of Christ. You have the mind of Christ. If you've been born again and you've received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you have the mind of Christ when you renew your mind. That means to think differently, which is at the very heart of repentance, which speaks of thinking differently, making a 180-degree turn. Where previously you were going this direction, now you are going that direction. When you constantly, as the Bible says, when you are progressively being changed, you attain what is referred to biblically as the transformed mind, which is the mind of Christ. Then it says, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. Now grab a hold of this. When we speak the language of faith, we are making what you can then refer to as a proclamation. We are speaking to our mountain by faith. When we speak, we release the language of faith in response to what God has already said. But what God wants us to do is to transition from merely speaking faith, from merely talking the language of faith. The book of James says that we should put our faith into action. In other words, we should see a transition from merely talk to action. We should see a shift from proclamation to demonstration. In other words, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 4:10, for the kingdom of God is not a lot of talk. It is living by God's power. So when we prove for ourselves what the perfect will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect, it speaks of us releasing our faith, not just talking, saying that these things can happen, but actually demonstrating our faith. This is what happens when you test. You actually prove by demonstration that it is real. It is authentic. And it made me again just realize that when it comes to one area of our covenant relationship with God, that being the tithe, God speaks and He says, test me now in this. Prove me that if you tithe, bringing your tithe to your local church, if I will not open up the windows of heaven and pour you out such a blessing that you will not have room enough to store it. Just as we drop this ball, testing the law of gravity. And when it actually does, as you would think it would, you demonstrate the fact that the law of gravity is real. And so God says, test me now in this. Test me. Prove me wrong. And God does just that. He demonstrates by opening up the floodgates of heaven that He is who He says He is. That He is a loving, generous God. That He is El Shaddai, the God of more than enough. Some of you have gone through what you will even call hell itself. Maybe you say, I've gone through hell these last couple of months during this lockdown. His desire for you is not to be locked down. And I'm speaking from a spiritual sense of the word. That even though the world may try and shackle you and chain you and lock you down, it is time for us to release our faith. But not just speak, not just proclaim, but taking action, demonstrating to all the world that Jesus is alive. The person who has a transformed mind then demonstrates the reality of the kingdom of God through signs, wonders, and miracles. In order for us to see the transformation around us, even in the nation of South Africa, the nation of Zimbabwe, I'm speaking to you right now. In order to see transformation around us, transformation first needs to come within us. We cannot outsource that which only God can do through His Spirit. We cannot look to politics, governments, to bring about the transformation that we are desiring. For it is not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. And it is only going to happen when they are sons and daughters of God who will take God at His word, because power flows by virtue of relationship. When you are in a covenant relationship with Him, He also, as you read His word, the Bible says in Ephesians 5, that He cleanses you by the washing of His word, so that He will present unto Himself a bride, the church, that is without spot, wrinkle, or blemish. Jesus is not coming back for a bride that is too scared to come out of the closet, a bride that is too scared to come out of their houses. The Bible declares that Jesus is coming back for a glorious and a victorious church, a church that knows what it is like to operate in the supernatural, a church that knows what it is like to speak faith, to operate in faith, to put their faith, their hope, and their trust in the living God, and to demonstrate to every sphere of society, to demonstrate to the gates of hell that we serve a God. We will not back down. We will not be moved. We will not be shaken. We release even now into the spiritual realm that God is alive. If you believe that with me, come on, lift up a mighty shout. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible declares that all the earth will be filled with the glory of God. What does that mean? 2 Corinthians 3:18 in the Amplified says, and all of us, speaking of born-again, spirit-filled believers, as with unveiled face. Remember this. What happened when Moses came down having encountered the glory of God? You remember he said, show me your glory. He only saw the back of God. God said, under that old covenant, that no one can see God yet live. Yet Jesus said that whoever has seen me has seen the Father. Hallelujah. That's a teaching for another day. But now the Bible says that as with Moses, remember when he came down the mountain, he had to wear a veil, because it was significant of the fact that he was in the presence of God. The glory of God was radiating from him. But now it says, and all of us, with unveiled face, listen to this, because we continue to behold in the Word of God, as in a mirror, the glory of God. For we are constantly being transfigured. That speaks of transformation. Constantly being transfigured, or then you can say transformed. It's the same word in Greek. And to into His very own image. An ever-increasing splendor, and from one degree of glory to another. Consider this for a moment. I have with me a mirror. And for the sake of full disclosure, this is not mine. This is my wife's. So I have a mirror. Something that every single one of you, I hope this morning already looked into. As you got ready, as you washed your face, as you washed your hair, as you shaved your beard, or at least trimmed your beard, and did what you needed to do to get ready for the day. So if I were to ask you to go to the mirror right now, or to simply consider this mirror, and I ask you this question, what do you see? When you look into this mirror, what do you see? The Bible, in fact, says this, that when we look into the mirror, when we look into the mirror, we actually behold the glory of God. Because we have an unveiled face. We have allowed ourselves to be transformed into His very own image and likeness. And that, by the way, is our highest calling. Our highest calling is to be conformed to the image of Christ. Romans 8:29. Our highest calling is to be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. So when you look yourself in the mirror like this, and I would ask you, what do you see? I want you to behold that when you actually look into this mirror, the Bible says you should actually now not see your own reflection, but you should see the reflection of His Son. When you look yourself in the mirror, there is a radiant glow of the glory of God. The world may not be able to see it. The world may not be able to experience it for themselves. But we are the ones who are called to showcase, to demonstrate to the world just who Jesus is. And even now, as the Spirit of the Lord is revealing Jesus to every heart, as He's revealing Jesus to every heart, to every mind, to every person, consider this mirror and ask yourself this question: what do you see? If you are not happy with what you see in that mirror right now, I want you to know it doesn't have to stay that way. For the Bible declares that we can be transformed into the image, the reflection, the glory of His Son, which is our portion as we begin to renew our mind. That speaks of turning our way, our back on sin, turning our back on that which the world has to offer. Even now, there are some people who say, I do not want what the world has. Maybe you say, I'm sick and tired of religion and what religion has to offer. Today, we are not offering you religion, but a relationship with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. His name is Jesus. He is the only way, the truth, and the life to the Father. So if you've never given your life to Jesus ever before, I want to give you an opportunity to do just that. Maybe you have responded before. You've now bowed your knee, you've confessed with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. But you know that right now when you behold, when you look yourself in the mirror, it's like you can't even look. You can't even have a look. Because you will know that you will not be satisfied with what is actually staring back at you. He is able to take all of your shame, your guilt, and condemnation to wash you clean through His Word so that He may also present to Himself a bride that is without spot, wrinkle, or blemish. So simply pray this prayer out loud and believe it with your hearts as we pray. Dear Lord Jesus, I confess that I've sinned against You. Now I ask that You will forgive me. I repent of all of my sin. Right now, I receive Jesus Christ as my Lord and my Savior. Come into my life. Touch me, change me, fill me, and let me never be the same again. I declare that I turn my back on the world, that I will renew my mind and be transformed to the image of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen.